Excuse me, I'm a little slow when it comes to this shit sometimes.
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. I want to say something real quick. Big Fatty.
Say it.
This is an extreme honor to get to speak to you live.
Oh, whatever.
It is. I always hear about you. I listen to you, and this is the first time I've been able to interact with you, and I'm fitting shit.
Honey, don't shit, but you can show me your appreciation in Vegas. Oh.
Suck it, suck it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is the first time I've been able to interact with you, and I'm fit as shit.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2341 of the BFO for Wednesday the 4th of January 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've got more voice letters, crema cards, and Big Fatty is some sadness, it's true. Hello, blowholes. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I got to tell you, I went to bed on Monday night. You know, Tuesday was the first day of work back for Big Fatty. And y'all, it took me forever, I tell you, to fall asleep. And y'all, I was just, please go to sleep. And y'all, then about 3 a.m. in the morning, a line of thunderstorms and lightning and all moved through the fat acres, and y'all, it woke me up. And oh my Lord, you know, so y'all, I thought it was about time to get up, and y'all, I turned over and looked at my cellular telephone. Y'all, it was 3 a.m. in the morning. Loved it. Went back, rolled right back over. Big Fatty, you went right back to. I did, because it was raining. I could hear the rain. And, y'all, then I, the alarm went off at 10 after 6 on Tuesday morning. And my coffee maker went off at 6:25. And y'all, it sounds like a jet engine. A jet engine, I tell you. And so, y'all, I didn't have any problem getting up. But y'all, about mid-morning, it was like, Big Fatty. But y'all made it through the day. Caught up on most everything that I was that had been sitting there for about 3 weeks, and it was a pretty good day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Trademark Vera Charles. Somebody I like died.
Yeah, I guess y'all, several people on Monday sent me the story, y'all, Granny has died. Big Fatty, you just had supper with him last night. No, not that Granny. The world's oldest orca whale, Granny, has died near Seattle. She was 105. Big Fatty, are you sure you're not talking about Granny? No, it's Granny the whale. In captivity, orcas have a life expectancy of 16. Big Fatty, and she lived 105? I guess. So, anyway, and let's just see if there's any more information here about Granny. Going to glory, the world's oldest known killer whale, affectionately known as Granny, is missing and presumed dead. Estimated to be over 100 years old, the matriarch's official name was J2. Big Fatty, I thought it was N-O-Q. Nasty old queen, it is. She was the focal point of a recent BBC documentary. that followed biologists' study of her clan of orcas and effort to unravel an evolutionary mystery. And y'all, they were checking out orca menopause. Hey, doesn't the old gal? Isn't the old gal going through orca menopause? Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but y'all, I decided to use the old gal's music since y'all, she's still having testicle problems. Yes, Big Fatty, it's so very, very sad.
Goodbye, somebody, and thanks for everything that you contributed to my life.
It's January Content Contest Month. It's January Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with sweet thoughts of what the show means to you. Because Gus Chad's got a big prize, and he loves hearing the fat one kerfuffle. And he also loves to hear the fat one get choked up every now and then with your kindness. It's January Content Contest Month. Give him a call and say something really nice.
Well, that is
even
correct.
If you can't think of anything, make something up.
Yes! Y'all, that, of course, is Dicker. And Dicker, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, never often imitated, never duplicated bumper. Y'all, I had some questions about the contest, and y'all, Gus Chad, who is keeping the score, and what is he doing? Big Fatty, he's providing a huge prize. He says, Big Fatty, there's one entry per person, and the prize is triple digits. Gus Chad is going to be picking the winner. Besides, everybody should be able to tell you how great your new show and you are in one entry. So, y'all, there it is. You get one entry. Don't waste any time. Go ahead and get them in. That sounds vulgar when you say it. Yes. I see y'all got some more cards we're gonna open. The one that was from Apollo Beach, Florida, y'all, that was from Miss Water. And I couldn't figure out who that was from. And it says Crema blessings. At Crema, there's a special joy in remembering those who hold a special place in our heart. Happy New Year 2017, Miss Water. And it's shimmering. It's shimmering. It's covered in glitter. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. By the way, I will, the next card is from Tim and James from that Tastes Like Burning. Y'all, by the way, you know that card that Eric sent me from Bakersfield yesterday? Y'all, he sent me an e-letter today. And he said, hey, Big Fatty, glad you liked the card, but did you notice that there was a chair on fire in the back of the truck? When I saw the old truck, it made me think of you and your Crema chair story. It was you that told the story about the chair catching on fire on the way home, wasn't it? And it was indeed. And y'all go over there and look at the picture. Go look at the picture of yesterday's cards, and you'll see the burning chair. Any better than the burning bed? Y'all, Tim and James have said, oh, Big Fatty, that is lovely. it's a Crema ornament in the gay colors, and it says, may you enjoy a wonderful holiday season and a new year filled with peace, love, and happiness, and cake. And it says, lots of love, Tim and James. Tastes like Bernie. Big Fatty, that is lovely. That is just as pretty as it can be. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Jimmy Bear. Jimmy Bear has sent a card. It's in a red envelope here. And let's just see what we got here. Big Fatty, this is going to be lovely. Oh, Big Fatty, it's reindeer butts. Oh, well, and y'all, you got two reindeer butts, and they're pointed right at Santa Claus. And one reindeer says, "Did you eat all your beans?" And the other one says, "13 cans." And y'all, you open it up and it says, "Finally, the reindeer plan to get even with Santa. Merry Grandma. Have a wonderful holiday season, Jimmy Bear and Steve Big Fatty." That's his, that is his husband. It's true. Y'all, and our last card today is from the Matt Berlin game out there in the Sack of Tomatoes, California, A. And let's just see what we got here. And a Big Fatty. Well, it's kind of stuck. Oh, Big Fatty, y'all, it's a Chevy Chase from the Griswolds, and it says it's Grandma, and it's got little shimmering light bulbs at the top. And it says, "Wishing you the it's your birthday. Wishing you the happiest holiday ever. Sending lots of holiday love, Matt and Tom from the Chubbs Gone Wild little show." Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Chubbs Gone Wild. Yes.
Born is the king of with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fatty, this is Gus Chad. Four calls in 1 month. How is that? I'm calling to ask a Big Fatty question, so play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, what you got?
Here's my question. How many questions are too many questions? Every year I never make a New Year's resolution, but this year I got fancy new headphones, Bluetooth headphones for my birthday. So while I'm out walking dogs for my job, I can call people and talk to people on the headphones. So for my New Year's resolution, my attempt is to call Big Fatty Show as many times as I can in the year. And so expect a lot of Ask Big Fatty questions because I love the music. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gus, y'all, that of course is Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. Lovely. Lovely to Big Fatty. It's lovely to hear his voice. It is. And Gus Chad, this is an excellent question. Excellent question. And an excellent New Year's resolution. Yes, Big Fatty, the question, how many questions or too many questions? Well, I'm not sure because we've never had too many questions yet. But Big Fatty, and it sounds to me like he's gonna put a count on them with his new Bluetooth. Yeah, by the way, he said he had a Bluetooth. He might want to go to El Dentisto to have that looked at. Well, anyway. But Gus Chad, looking forward to hearing much more from you, and I'm glad you like the music. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna calling with my weekly CVS receipt update. On the 18th of December, I bought 2 containers of cashews because I love me the cashews, several more bottles of body wash, bottle of shampoo, a big bunch of hair elastics myself, 3 Hallmark cards, a couple of tubes of toothpaste and several drinks. I spent, including tax, $46.94, but I saved $21.48 for savings of 33%. And also, just to, you know, again, provide a slightly longer contented voice letter, on the 20th, I got a protein bar, a Diet Pepsi, and a Diet Root Beer for a total of 99 cents. I saved $5.48 for a whopping savings of 85%. As you say, I am on a mission to put the CVSs out of business. So, yay me. I hope, again, you're enjoying the content, having a good holiday, and I will talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, Big Fatty, why didn't she throw the phone down? I don't know. Princess Anna, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get a going out of business sale report on the CVS. Big Fatty, I'm a little worried about Princess Hannah, though. Really? Why is that? Well, Big Fatty, I think this is the first time she didn't buy any nail polish. Well, Big Fatty, I'm just worried. Worried, I tell ya.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Brian from Boston.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hello.
That is Jaime. We're in Mexico, Madrid. And we were having a lovely time. And it's a beautiful day here in Madrid, civilized temperatures. And we just wanted to call and wish you a Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Big Fatty, we love a crema message. It's true. First of all, y'all, Brian and Jaime, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get a call from Mexico, and yes, Big Fatty, and it sounds to me like you're Big Fatty, it sounded like they were calling from the Love Chamber, maybe they were, and y'all, noobs, Jaime is coming for a visit to Brian, early part of 2017, and y'all, they might make a weekend trip down to the villa. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all went to dinner with Granny and Durwood last night, and y'all, we went to the P.F. Chang's. Durwood had suggested, and we said, sure, why not? Nobody had a coupon or anything, so we went there. Y'all, come to find out, Durwood had a gift card that he wanted to use, so that's why we ended up going there. And y'all, Durwood and Granny both got something called the Surf and Turf, and y'all, later on in the car, Durwood says, well, Granny, what did you think of the Surf and Turf? And Granny says, I thought it was P.F. Chang's. Granny, the poor old thing. It's true. And y'all, we were in there, and this young couple was in there, and the guy, he went to dump his rice onto his plate, and y'all dumped it right in his lap, and we all just laughed. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, in just a few minutes, Big Fatty is heading over. My neighbors sent me a testimonial and said, Big Fatty, why don't you come to dinner? Tuesday night. So, y'all, I'm heading over there, and I'm going to take me a bottle of wine, Moose Pea wine, and we'll have a full report on how that all goes on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Pod Cubs, and y'all, I forgot to play the music. Big Fatty, you're just forgetting everything. But, y'all, today is Baloo's birthday, and Baloo, what do you want people to remember about your birthday?
This is the first time I've been able to interact with you, and I'm fit to shit.
Oh, Big Fatty, if he's about to shit, maybe he should talk to Granny.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.